I want to welcome you to our video show, Spanish for Childcare Centers Made Easy. And I'm so excited that we have a guest with us today. Her name is Elizabeth, and she is a pre-K teacher. So Elizabeth, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you worked in early childhood education?
I've been in early childhood education for a little over 40 years.
You said 40, 40, not 14, right?
40, yes.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You have me beat. I'm over 30, but I'm impressed. Oh my goodness. So we're here today to talk about Digital Spanish Academy. Elizabeth, have you ever studied Spanish before?
No, I haven't. Haven't had a class, haven't really been around anybody that speaks Spanish. So this is all new to me.
Okay. And when your director came to you and said, Elizabeth, and to your colleagues, we would really like you to start teaching Spanish, what were your first thoughts?
My first thought was, well, that will be interesting, being I don't speak it, I don't know it, I don't know how to read it even. And so I looked at my director and I said, well, this is going to be fun. How is someone who doesn't speak Spanish supposed to teach it?
That your director told you it was an online, like a digital program, but you still hadn't seen it yet. And now let's fast forward till today. How many weeks or months have you been using Digital Spanish Academy?
We started maybe the last week and a half of October. So it's only been a few months.
About 3 or 4 months.
Correct.
Does each pre-K or preschool classroom teacher use Digital Spanish Academy with their own students?
Yes, they do. Our toddler teacher will use it. And both of the other two preschool classes do use it. And then my class as well.
But if somebody's listening right now, what would you tell another childcare center or another pre-K or preschool teacher who is thinking about trying Digital Spanish Academy, but they have no knowledge of Spanish and no experience teaching Spanish? Just in a nutshell, what would you say to them?
No, I'd just say if you need to teach your kids Spanish, this is probably the best program out there. It's easy, it's fun, the kids enjoy it, and there's all the activities are different, so it's not the same thing over and over again. And if you incorporate all the materials that you can print off and make fun little games and activities, they're gonna have a blast learning.
Oh,
so it's great.
Can you describe what is built in to Digital Spanish Academy, to the curriculum, that makes it possible for you to teach Spanish with no prior knowledge of Spanish?
There's training videos on the website, and those go through the whole website where you can find everything and how it works. Parent newsletter that you can print off so you can see what's being sent to the parents. But it also has one link that you can download all the worksheets, the words, the activities. As I said before, the print offs that you have online with November, you had the turkey with the feathers. Mm-hmm. So I made like 10 of those with the feathers, and I gave them dice and they had to roll them and count the dots in Spanish and then find the matching feather and put it on the turkey. The other thing that I do is at our group time, we will do the whole video and go through the words. And then when we break out into our small groups, I'll bring the laptop over to a table and the co-teacher in my room will do one of the activities
that has to do with the Spanish lesson, mírame and mírenme, and the two different look at me's.
Yeah, I was going to say the pronunciation of your words, like fabuloso, mírame, that is really good. How did you learn how to say those with this curriculum? What did I provide to you? If other teachers are hearing this and they're like, I wouldn't know how to say that. How did you learn how to say those words correctly in Spanish?
Well, when I watched the videos before, and there were some questions that I did have, and then I emailed you and you went through everything with me. So I had a better understanding of how certain letters are pronounced and why they're pronounced that way and where to put the tongue and that sort of thing. So that helped a lot. So when I went to explain it to my kids, they could do it too. So they understood where it was coming from as well.
Yeah. So you said you learned by watching the video where I'm teaching the lesson. And then also, do you use the pronunciation key that is on the flashcards and all of the flashcards? Does that help you?
It does. I use them all the time. Sometimes I just like to hold up a picture and say, what do you think that means? And they'll come up with it, and then I'll show them the picture and they're like, oh, we weren't even close. It's a lot of fun. The kids really like the videos too. They really like the barn one from, I think it was October.
Yes.
They thought it was pretty cool that you were going into a barn and seeing all this stuff. So they're really in tuned, and they like doing the Macarena to, you know, in November and whatnot. So those really help, and it's pretty easy to follow.
You mentioned earlier the parent newsletter. So I write the newsletters for you. I write one every week, and some centers like to send home just one a month. So I also have that option. Do you send those home, or does your director send home the done for you Spanish newsletters?
I will print them off and we'll put them up. I think some of our parents made an account online with the DSA so that they can see that and read through it and go work on it at home with their kids. But I always take a photo. We do ProCare, which is our daily sheet, to send home to parents so they know what they have been doing. And I'll take pictures of all the words that we worked on that day.
Wow.
And the newsletter, and send that home. So even if they don't have the account or they don't have time, they have it right there. That's when they look at what their kids did for the day, it's connected to that.
Are any parents saying anything like they're happy that their child is learning Spanish with you?
Some of them do. They're like, you know, they came home and they were talking about Del Gato, and we're like, what is Del Gato? You know, and they're like, well, our cat, like, duh, you know, they're supposed to know this. They know it from school. Mom and dad should know it, you know. So they are starting to say those words at home too, and the parents are starting to notice.
That's neat. And do you notice, Elizabeth, because you're the Spanish teacher, are you starting to hear your students and maybe yourself too use Spanish even when it's not Spanish time?
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple of times where sometimes there are some kids where you go, are they really picking this up? And you don't really know. And then it's like lunchtime, and one of the kids was telling the story to the friends at the table, and somebody else was talking, and one of the girls looks at this other child and goes, silencio. And I'm like, did she just say that? And my coach teacher, I just looked at her and like, did she just say that? And that kid kept talking. And again, she said, silencio. And so when she started talking, a couple of kids were doing something else. And she's like, mírame, mírame. You know, so she ended up and using it here and there. So it's kind of fun to watch and see. So they are picking it up. That day that you're teaching it, it may not seem like it because they might still be wrapping their brains around it. Down the line, the next day or a couple days later, out of the blue, you're just going to hear it. And that's what happens. So it is fun to see and hear.
And for those who are watching this show and you don't know what silencio means, it means please be quiet, and mírame means look at me. So clearly those are a couple of the rules that you've gone over in your class, and the children are absorbing it naturally, almost like they learn their first language. That's awesome.
Looking at a child who's just talking and talking, and you're going silencio or fabuloso or, you know, something, and you're going, I guess I did kick that up.
How long does it take you to prep? So for those of you who are watching the show, there's a brand new Digital Spanish Academy lesson for every week. So there is week one in February, week two in February, week three in February, et cetera, for every month of the year. So how long does it take you to prep a new week's lesson?
It doesn't take that long. The nice thing is you have that planning sheet that you can print off, and you can write down what you want to do and what your goal is for each week. And once you fill that out and you just work on that, it maybe takes an hour.
Yeah. And can I ask, when I teach the activities, a lot of times what I teach in week one, I'll just repeat in week two. I don't prep a whole new lesson. Do you find yourself recycling some of the activities?
I do, especially in Minnesota on winter days when you can't get outside because it's below zero. We will take goals, review the ones that we're currently working on, but then I'll pull from a couple months ago and things that they liked and bring that forward to that day. Or if it's a rainy day, we'll do the same thing. Or if it's a time filler, we will do that as well. We'll just grab that and say, okay, what does this mean again? Because sometimes I'll play like I don't know what the word is or what it is. And I'll, as like, I can show, you know, the cat and go, oh, this is a dog. And they're like, no, it's not, you know, and they'll say Delgato, you know. So you know, it depends what's going on. And your planning time depends on what you want to get out of it as well. You're better off planning a lot, because if you don't use it, you're going to use it at some point in time. There's right. going to be a downtime. Okay, we have another 20 minutes before lunch. Now what do we do? Well, you can take that activity that you didn't get done and do it.
Right. Well, I think without realizing it, you just hit on one of the advantages of having you, the classroom teacher, teach Spanish. Because if you're teaching Spanish, you, number one, you know what your children are learning, you know how to teach it, so you can weave it in throughout the week during transition times, if you have an extra 5 minutes, if there's a snow day or rain day. If you had our school, for example, come in and teach and just kind of pull out, you would have no idea what your students are learning. You couldn't weave it in at other times of the day, of the week, of the year. So I think that's one huge advantage of your center decided to have the teachers teach Spanish. Can you think of any other advantages? I can think of a couple, but I would love your perspective of you being in charge of Spanish as opposed to an outsider coming in and you having no idea what's going on in Spanish.
Well, the thing with having someone come in, you have to do it on their time. So if you have other enrichment classes coming in, you can start an art project, but then, oh, here comes somebody to teach this class. Okay, guys, you got to stop. We have to do this. Okay, go back and finish what you have. And you guys kind of have to hurry up because we got to get these other kids to do it. Where if you are doing it yourself, you don't have to stop those activities. You can have those activities going and incorporate Spanish, especially with the DSA like we're doing. That can be one of your small groups. So if you divide your kids up into three groups because you have two other activities and then the Spanish activity, everybody gets a chance. They're all there for the same amount of time. They're all learning the same thing. And they you get done with the groups, then you rotate the group and you get the next group and then the next group. They've all done all of the activity and you're not having to stop to do that class and then come back. Mm-hmm. So it's saving a whole lot of time and it makes the day go a whole lot smoother. And you're not rushed to finish getting things done.
Elizabeth, honestly, I didn't even think of that. That is such a huge plus. Even yesterday, I went to a childcare center that we, it's a kind of a pullout program and enrichment. And so not all of the students have Spanish, but only if their parents sign them up. I went into a classroom and they were just about, my Spanish kiddos were just about ready to start painting. Well, they really wanted to paint. And yes, they love Spanish, but it was hard to pull them away for them. Art project, let alone then that was, it was a little bit burdensome for the teacher because then they had to set the art aside for those kids and wait till they came back. And again, only a fraction of the students learn Spanish, but at your childcare center, all of the preschoolers and all of the pre-K kids get to learn Spanish, which is a huge benefit as well.
Yeah. And they thoroughly enjoy it. You know, they can't wait till the next lesson to them. And it doesn't have to be every day. We do it every Wednesday. And if for something comes up and we can't do it on Wednesday, then we'll do it on Friday. So we'll pick another day so you can move it. It's not like somebody coming in and going, oh, well, they're not coming in today. And you're going, okay, now we're prepped for it. Now what do we do? You know, so it's flexible.
That's another benefit, that flexibility. And another one I thought of too is that classroom management and that connection where when we go in, it takes a while to get to know the personalities of the students, any behavior that we need to work with the students where you've been working with them for maybe a year or two or three. So you've got that connection. It's already built there. But I work a lot of what I do as the director of O'Neill Language Academy is I coach our teachers on that positive classroom management, where again, you already have that built in. So I think that's an advantage as well. It's already, already connected with the students.
Yeah. And that's what's nice too. Like you said, somebody coming in, you know, some of them go nuts because there's a new person in the room and, oh, what can we push now? And it's like, they can't do that because I'm already there.
Yeah. When you show the videos to your students, how do you show them? If there's another childcare center watching this, they're like, you know, I don't have a big screen TV, or what do you use at your childcare center?
I use my laptop and I put it up on a table that's, or shelf that's in my, right next to my drip time area. And I put it up there. I have a speaker that I hook up so that they can hear it. So, and they all kind of sit in a circle. So nobody's sitting in front of each other. They're all sitting kind of in a semicircle and they all can see, because the one thing I tell them, if you can't see, move so you can, and they do, and they'll sit there and they'll get it figured out because it's something that they don't want to miss because they enjoy those videos and the music in the background that kind of goes with it, and the tempo and the rhythm of how to say the word that goes with the music. So, you know, if you're saying fabuloso and you have that music playing in the background, they're all going fabuloso, you know, so it kind of has a fun music chime to them too.
That's great. So for those who are, you're watching, there is a whole 30-minute video component that I actually teach. And then I include several easy follow-up activities or review activities. Just a few, because I don't want to overwhelm anybody, but do you use some of those easy review activities?
We do. Well, in December we did the snowman. So they got to cut out the pieces and glue them together. We do. And we usually do those either at like right before we have to get ready for lunch, as a quiet calm down type of activity, or it might be one of our Friday activities where we're working hard all week and we have Spanish on Wednesday. On Friday, here's a fun little project to just kind of wrap up everything we did that week.
That's wonderful. And just a couple more questions, Elizabeth. You also receive bulletin board visuals. And I really encourage each classroom to display Spanish, display it on a wall or even in your entryway. And it's okay if you don't, because I know you are so busy with everything else, but do you or do the other teachers tend to use the bulletin board visuals that are provided?
We do have one area where we'll put those up, you know, for the week that we're doing it and take them down. But if they want to use them all the time, I'll get out the dry erase boards, and sometimes they can write right on there because I laminate them. Oh. So I use them at, they race for, so they can just, they don't have to look over here and then write the letter and look over. It's right there, so they can just write.
Again, if another preschool teacher that maybe is a friend of yours but works at a different center said, Elizabeth, I want to try Spanish, but I don't know Spanish. Do you think I can do this? What would you say to that person?
I'd say absolutely. It's easy to pick up because really you're learning with the kids, and it's done in such a way that it's not complicated.
You were saying that you would tell another teacher who doesn't know any Spanish that this is easy. It's I like to compare it to, you know, a lot of preschool teachers will say, oh, I teach sign language. I don't know sign language, but I just look at the lesson plan and I'm learning the letters along with my students. For some reason, I think there is a taboo to people thinking they can't teach a language unless they've studied it in high school and college and they're fluent. But that's why I created Digital Spanish Academy to make it easy for you to feel confident to teach Spanish, even though you don't know it. You are really learning along with the students. And do you feel that it is easy?
It is. It's very easy. It's easier than what I thought it was going to be, because going in and not knowing and then having here teach this, going, oh, how am I going to do that? You know, what's involved in these lessons? And it's very easy to learn as far as picking it up. And really, you know, you're always telling the teachers, kids, teachers learn too. You know, we don't know everything. And so I let my kids know, I don't know Spanish. Here we go. We're going to learn this together. And they're all for it. And so, you know, everybody learns something every day. It's, you know, and on Wednesdays, it's Spanish with me.
I love it. I love it. And I have had a couple of child care owners or directors say, you know what? I don't want to give my teachers more work. They already have so much to plan. What would you say to a director that's worried about using Digital Spanish Academy? They don't want to burden their teachers with another prep or more work.
Really, if you print everything off and watch the video, you know, during their nap times, you can watch that within a half hour. It's really, for me, it's really not extra work, because it is pretty simple and real forward on what you need to do, and it's very easy. It's all done for you. Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. I guess it's just depends on the teacher and how they plan their day and their time.
And I also say, and I know you've seen this in Digital Spanish Academy, I say, teachers, if all that you do is show the video, you are successful. You don't have to do any follow-up activities if you don't want to. Now you're taking it to the, you know, nth degree. You're not only showing the video, you're doing the easy follow-up activities, but then you're going ahead and creating extra games just because you are so dedicated and devoted, which is amazing. But teachers don't have to do all those extra things. They could just show the video and that would be the Spanish lesson, right?
Yes. It is. And like I said, it's very simple to do. If you just want to do a word a day or two words a day, whatever it is, that's fine. But my kids love the activities. It's been fun. And to see, not just for me to learn Spanish, but to see them picking it up and using it during other activities and on days that we're not having, it's not a Spanish day, and you know, trying to say that now and trying to get them to trill their tongs, you know, for the double R's, and that's taking some work, but they're having fun with it. So
that's great. And you always have me on speed dial. You can always call me with questions. Absolutely. And I'll help. Well, Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough. You've been such a trooper with a few tech issues, and I just love talking with you, and your enthusiasm and passion for helping your students is not only in Spanish, but I can tell you're an outstanding teacher with a huge heart. So Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just say if you need to teach your kids Spanish, this is probably the best program out there. It's easy, it's fun, the kids enjoy it, and there's all the activities are different, so it's not the same thing over and over again. And if you incorporate all the materials that you can print off and make fun little games and activities, they're gonna have a blast learning.
Oh,
so it's been great.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you. Gracias.
Well, thank you. Gracias. There we go.